AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Taliban says it holds no grudges against those who oppose them in Afghanistan and vowed women's rights will be respected. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's reaction.
This is not about trust. This is about verify. And we'll see what the Taliban end up doing in the days and weeks ahead. And when I say we, I mean the entire international community.
At the White House, Sullivan says the process continues to get people out of Afghanistan through the airport in Kabul.
The Taliban have informed us that they are prepared to provide the safe passage of civilians to the airport. And we intend to hold them to that commitment.
But Sullivan acknowledged reports some civilians were encountering resistance, being turned away or pushed back or even beaten. Richard Fontaine, the CEO of the Center for New American Security, says his heart breaks for those trying to get out.
They literally are willing to leave everything behind, their jobs, their homes, their neighborhoods, their friends, their families to some degree, and get on a plane not knowing where it's going, maybe or maybe not with a suitcase.
President Biden says he wants the evacuation in Afghanistan completed by August 31st. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there'll be more details tomorrow about coronavirus booster shots.
Part of our operational focus was ensuring we had enough supply to provide booster shots should that be a decision made by the FDA. So that has been in our planning processes for months now.
Sources tell the AP the plan is to recommend an extra dose of the vaccine for all Americans 8 months after they get their second shot to give more protection from the Delta variant. Tropical Storm Fred has set off some apparent tornadoes in Georgia. One death has been reported in Panama City, Florida. A ship that sank off Alaska's Kodiak Island 4 decades ago has started to leak diesel fuel, and a state official suspects ground shaking from last month's massive magnitude 8.2 earthquake might be the reason. This is AP News. The governor of Nevada says large events held in the state are being added to the growing number of places in the U.S. where people in crowds are asked to prove they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Mark Davis is the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
We're going to have full capacity without masks in that stadium.
Davis says the Raiders will be flexible to meet the state requirement.
If you come to the game and you haven't had your vaccination, but you desire to go to the game and you decide to get the shot at the stadium, will help to get more people vaccinated.
Davis says Raiders fans who don't want to comply will get ticket refunds. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced he and husband Chasten have become parents. Buttigieg, the first openly gay cabinet secretary confirmed by the Senate, posted the news on his personal Twitter account. The couple married in 2018. Buttigieg says he can't wait to share more. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.